The media are all over this story. How can we blame them? It's a newspaper scandal reaching the highest levels of government. Plus, it has the one story element no journalist can resist: other journalists. Meanwhile, some of Murdoch's media properties, the Times of London, for instance, made a ham-handed attempt at deflection with a cartoon that shows starving Somalians saying, "We've had a bellyful of phone hacking," which one BBC journalist called a disgraceful attempt to, quote, imply that focusing on corruption allows famine to go unchecked. Meanwhile, Fox News has described the feeding frenzy, and it is one, as a witch hunt. But at least in America, the public apparently doesn't share the media's fascination. According to the Pew Research Center, the hacking scandal was one of the most covered stories last week, second only to coverage of the deficit and the U.S. debt ceiling. But according to Pew Research Center President Andrew Kohut, when the public was asked which story they were following most closely, only 4% chose this one.
Which made it among the least closely followed stories of the week. The debt story and the economy were the dominant stories last week.
Other stories that were followed more than the News of the World story: Women's World Cup soccer, state and local budgets. Coming in at number 5 and tied with the 2012 election, the News of the World hacking scandal.
You know, it's really not that surprising. It's about something that's not happening in this country. And while Mr. Murdoch owns and the News Corporation owns Fox News and the Wall Street Journal and other things here in the United States, that's not widely known by the American public.
Republicans and Democrats showed very different interest levels, though, right?
It was interesting. 21% of Democrats said it was the story that they were following very closely, compared to just 5% of Republicans.
Republicans followed it 4 times less than the Democrats.
Right. And that may be a reflection of the fact that Republicans are more aware of the conservative nature of the Murdoch news organizations, rather. It's not a positive story. There's more interest in bad news about someone one disagrees with than there is interest in bad news with someone one agrees with.
There is frequently an argument over whether the media give the public what it wants or what it needs and how well it tracks with the public's interest. People will say, the Casey Anthony story, it's just a fascinating tabloid story, and so cable news covered it thoroughly, even though it's not that important a story. Do you think in this case there was just a serious disconnect, or do the media frequently misapprehend what the public really is interested in?
Well, the job of the media, as we would both agree, is to cover the stories that it considers important, not only the stories that the public has an interest in. It's convenient when both of those things converge.
Some people call that elitist, Andy.
And it's termed to base one's coverage on what's thought to be important in the public interest is elitist.
I raised this with former CNN president Jonathan Klein in discussing coverage of the runaway bride, and he accused me of elitism.
Well, I'm not going to get into this wrangle. Sometimes the public will stay with the story or get ahead of the story. In other cases, the media is more intensely following a news story than the public. When you come to a story like this that is about the media, it's a little more difficult to make a judgment about whether this disparity reflects the media paying more attention to something that's in the public interest or whether it's paying more attention to something that it's interested in because it's part of its world.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Andrew Kohut is president of the Pew Research Center for People in the Press.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.